GSA is planning to revamp federal IT schedules in an effort to make your agency greener. GSA will remove all products that don't comply with Energy Star or the Electronic Product Environmental Assessment Tool, or EPEAT. We've talked about this here a bit on Federal News Radio. That plan is all part of the administration's new National Strategy for Electronics Stewardship. But our next guest says the move could actually make it more expensive for your agency. Larry Allen is the founder of Allen Federal Business Partners and former president of the Coalition for Government Procurement. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Great to be with you, Amy and Tom. Thanks for having me.
Now, you have said that this move is actually bound to hurt competition. Why is that?
Well, I think it hurts competition if you're GSA, because this takes some choices that your federal customers might want off of your popular GSA information technology schedule. Those choices that federal buyers are still likely to be able to get from other contracting vehicles. And, you know, if you're GSA and you're suddenly telling your customers, I'm not going to provide you with some products that you've bought from me previously because I don't think you should have them, then that customer is going to say, really, well, you know, I can go down the street to another IT contract vehicle and get what I want, and thanks for your business, GSA, but, you know, I'm going somewhere else.
And do we have any idea how extensively this could affect, say, IT products, I think is what they're mostly talking about, because not too many federal agencies buy washing machines. So do we have any idea of the extent that this would cause?
Well, that's a good question, Tom. And I think as a practical matter, a number of companies have seen this move coming. Martha Johnson, the administrator of GSA, has been very clear in her desire to make GSA the sustainability acquisition agency of choice for the government. Companies have been working with GSA for probably close to 2 years now on environmental standards, sustainability standards. So I think in terms of day-to-day commercial IT, most of the things that are on schedule, most of the things that are in the IT community in terms of products either have one or the other of these certifications, EPEAT or Energy Star. So, you know, my concern is more with the specialty user, with some people who have legitimate reasons for not needing to have an Energy Star compliant product, or not only not needing to, they can't have one because of the nature of the IT work they do. You know, those tend to be a smaller part of the IT market, certainly, but they also tend to be some larger ticket items. When you need them, you really need them, and they are they're expensive to obtain sometimes, and they can be some good business for your contracting program. Everybody's pro-environment. Everybody is likes to see the government be sustainable. I just think that this is a move by GSA that you make only if you've got your number one IT program hitting on all cylinders, and the IT-70 program certainly is not in that space right now.
So is that how it could manage to force GSA to limit its relevancy in the federal market? Do you think that's how?
Yes, exactly, Amy. I think you're exactly right about that. I have never been a fan of a procurement agency telling agencies that they think they know what's best for them. That type of approach has been tried many times in government acquisition over the years, and not once have I ever seen it be successful. So I think GSA is limiting its efficacy in an area of the IT schedule that's already stagnated. I mean, it's a program that hasn't grown really over the last 2 years, even as other IT programs have seen increasing sales. Now we're in a very tight area of federal IT spending. I would be wanting to make my program as attractive as it could be to federal buyers by having the latest technologies on there, by making sure that I'm meeting whatever customer need I'm making. I mean, the schedules program, the IT schedule program, did close to $17 billion in sales last year. It's on track to do almost that much this year. It's a big program, and by those numbers suggest that you're serving a very diverse customer base, not all of whom have a requirement for Energy Star product.
Larry Allen is founder of Allen Federal Business Partners and former president of the Coalition for Government Procurement. Now, how does the executive order, I guess it's not an executive order, it's an interim rule, rather, that came out from the FAR Council that says that 95% of all contracts starting now have to include sustainability in the products of them. Does that mitigate the singular effect that the GSA move might have on the schedule sales?
Well, I think, Tom, the general idea behind the sustainability interim rule is to use existing standards. And as you point out, 95% is the goal, which suggests that, hey, when you have an opportunity to be sustainable and to use sustainable systems and identify with environmentally friendly standards that are already in place in the commercial market, you should do so. And in fact, industry has been working with the government for a couple of years now to identify those practices and programs. And generally, I have not seen industry be resistant to this move in government towards increased sustainability. And certainly, I think for a lot of products in the IT arena specifically, there's not going to be a problem with Energy Star or EPEAT program certification. Taking them all off of schedule means that no percent of your schedule is going to be able to meet a special customer's need. And that 95% goal does suggest that, hey, at least 5% of the time the government is going to have a legitimate need not to do this, and that there are going to be certain things that supersede the requirement for sustainability.
Larry Allen is founder of Allen Federal Business Partners, former president of the Coalition for Government Procurement. Thanks very much for that update.
Thank you, Tom and Amy. Good to be with you.